listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker, along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker. And we are from First Church Fivefold Fellowship, located in Port St. Lucie, Florida. The address is 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. You can give us a call at 561-718-2361. And tomorrow morning, if you don't have a home church and looking for that good home church, some good teaching, come to First Church Fivefold Fellowship. I have a Bible study start at 11 a.m. and our morning service start at 12. And I guarantee you, if you come, God will make a move into your life. We are having such a good time. We are having such a good time serving the Lord, having a good time in the Lord. Are we ready to say our motto this morning? Are we ready? Come on, church. Here we go. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, by us saying that, I don't care what the enemy says or what the enemy come after you, how he does. He cannot, and he will not, and he shall not take away your joy. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. Oh, I love what God has done. I love what Jesus has done. I love the feeling to be filled with the Spirit of God. Oh, touch. Oh, somebody touch me. Oh, this being filled with the Spirit of God. Oh, yes, we are having such a wonderful time. If you're looking for a good church, come visit us tomorrow morning at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Or give the apostle a call at 561-718-2361. And if you need prayer, just give us a call. If you need prayer, send us your prayer request at firstchurch12@gmail.com. And we know tomorrow is Easter. And I know there'll be a lot of people going to church tomorrow, getting dressed up with the Easter suits on and the Easter hats, and the little kids going to be looking good and all that. But I always have a problem. What does the bunny have to do with Jesus? I never could figure that out, what the bunny got to do with Jesus. What does the egg have to do with Jesus? But I know one thing, that Jesus Christ, when he died and when he was born, both of those days are very important to us. I celebrate his death and I celebrate his birth. And I take what's all in between, I take that what's in between. But long as I know that he was born for me and he died for me, that's all that really need to know. That's all that really matters to me. But yet it's still those some that needs to understand why we celebrate Easter or why we celebrate the rising of Jesus Christ. There's a lot of things happen that we really need to understand. And I always say that when Jesus Christ was nailed to the cross, you got to understand one thing, that our life ended and our life began it all at the same time. I thank God for Jesus Christ. I thank God that he was nailed to the cross. And we know that there's no other religion that can boast or make a claim that the Messiah said he was coming back to redeem us. I never heard that in no Islam, Buddhism, or no Hindu. I heard nobody else say that, but Jesus Christ said, I will come back and redeem those that love me. And we need to understand why I love Jesus Christ the way I do. Because of the promise of the word of God that was made to us. And if you read your Bible and understand the word of God, oh, Jesus, there's something. And if Jesus Christ himself has not rose, that means two things. that God was a liar and we wouldn't get up after death. And the God that I serve, he had never lied yet. Every word that he said has came to pass. Everything that he predicted has come to pass. And there's more to come. So now we are preparing ourselves for the rest of what God has predicted. We are preparing ourselves for that great day. Ah, that will be a great day. That will be a wonderful day when I could meet my Savior face to face. That will be a day that we're going to shout. That will be a day we're going to praise God. That be the day that we're going to lift up the name of Jesus and we just going to have a good time in the Lord. On that day, that's a great day. Now, I don't think everybody's going to make that great day. Somebody going to be on the other end. But I'm here to tell you, I'm trying to give somebody opportunity to know that you can change your life if you got Jesus in your life. But see, what you need to know, you need to understand, why did Jesus die for us? And I think if we understand that, why he died, then I think there would be a lot of change of heart if you know that Jesus Christ died. So in order to prove God's word, there where Jesus was the firstborn of the dead. So what Jesus, what God has predicted in the Old Testament, it had to come to pass. So now if you have your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 24. And we're going to read a little scripture this morning. And we kind of set the stage that this was during the first day of the week. And it was like early in the morning. And they came to the grave where Jesus was. And they was bringing spices. And they was preparing to other things. But when they got to the grave, oh my God. Can you imagine this great big old stone? That when they got there, the stone was rolled away. And my God, and they ran in and they looked into the grave and Jesus was not there. I wish I could have been there. I wish I could have experienced seeing something like that. Knowing that he said that he was going to get up on the third day. Knowing that the word of God said that he's going to be risen on the third day. But this actually see that he was not there. My God. Can you feel the excitement? And can you feel the fear all at the same time? Maybe you thought somebody had came that night and took away the body of Jesus Christ. That's what some people are trying to say, that they came, some thieves came and took away the body. But how could they when the soldiers were standing at the gate guarding the stone? And then his disciples, and when they ran in and Mary Magdalene and went in and didn't see Jesus, so she ran back and told Peter that Jesus had raised from the dead. Now, let me tell you, that was the first female preacher, because she took the good news. Come on, somebody. She took the good news. Yes, she did. She took it back to the disciples and said, Jesus, hey, is no longer in the grave. I can see the excitement on their face. I can feel the excitement in the heart. I can feel the blood begin to pump and the adrenaline begin to run. So they ran to the grave because they didn't believe it. Ain't that something? God has spoken, but they still didn't believe it. Like today, some people still don't believe, but he is no longer in the grave. You can find Buddha grave, you can find Muhammad grave, you can find everybody else grave, but you can't find Jesus grave. Make you wonder, does it? So then when they came and they saw and they went in and seen the handkerchief was folded and the clothes were there, but no Jesus was there. Then as the Mary and them were walking, the angel said, why are you looking for him? Come on, somebody. Why are you looking for your Savior? He is no longer there. So we must understand that he had already explained the situation that he had to go through. He explained the process that he had to go through. Ooh, Jesus. I'm just getting excited by myself in this radio station. I just want to get up out of this chair and just begin to shout and praise the Lord. Oh, I don't know about you, Tripp, but I just want to just holler and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. But getting up, it's a wonderful day that he got up. And we really need to understand why it's important that Jesus has to had to raise up from the grave. Mm. In Luke chapter 24, we're going to start with verse number 34. And it says, saying, the Lord is risen indeed, and has appeared to Simon. And they told what things was done in the way, and how he was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thou spoke, Jesus himself stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. Now here's the disciples of Jesus Christ, locked up in this room because they was afraid that the Jews were going to come and get them and crucify them. So now they planning on how they're going to escape and get out. And all of a sudden they looked up. Oh my God. All of a sudden, when they looked around, there was Jesus standing in the midst of them. Wow. Can you imagine that? You in a room, and all of a sudden, our Savior disappeared out of nowhere. Appeared out of thin air. But the reason why he had to tell them, peace be unto you, because they had got afraid. Come on, somebody. They shouldn't have been, but they sure was. Mm. And verse 37 says, but they was terrified and afraid, and supposing that they had seen a spirit. Now, Jesus had told them that he was going to raise up, but why was they afraid? Oh, my God. And he said unto them, why are you troubled? Why do your thoughts arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet. That is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit have no flesh or bone as you see me have. So now Jesus explaining to them, I'm not a spirit because a spirit does not have no flesh and bone. I am pure flesh and bone. Matter of fact, come touch me. Look at the scars that I have to let you know that I am who I am. Here's the evidence to make sure. Proof. Proof to his own disciples that was with Jesus. The 3 years that he had his ministry, they was with Jesus. Wherever Jesus went, they was there. Saw Jesus doing miracles. Saw Jesus open up blind eyes. And saw Jesus heal the withered hand. And saw Jesus have the cripple to get up and clean the leper. They was there with Jesus. But yet, when they saw him, fear came into their heart. And Jesus had to calm them down. Say, handle me. Look, what other proof do you need? What other proof do you need today, knowing that Jesus Christ has rose from the grave? And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wonder, he said unto them, have you have any meat? They still didn't believe it after they saw the nail print and the whips on his back, and where they seen the side where the soldier took the spear. They still didn't believe it. But Jesus said, okay, here's what I'm going to do. Do you have anything to eat? Bring me some food. I got to prove this to you to let you know who I am. Bring me some food. Bring me some meat. And verse 42 says, and they gave him a piece of boiled fish and of honeycomb. He took it and did eat before them. Now you tell me where a spirit can sit down and eat food with you. Come on, somebody. You tell me where a spirit can break bread with you. Come on, somebody. What other proof do you need that Jesus is alive? And he's well. He is alive today. I don't think Buddha could eat no bread. I don't think Muhammad could break no bread and eat no fish and no honeycomb. I don't think nobody else can do that. But Jesus had to be the example for us to let us know that if we lay down our life, guess what? We can pick it up again. That is a promise. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to help somebody out today to understand. I celebrate his birth and death every day, not just on Easter. I celebrate it Monday through Sunday. Every morning that I get up, every night that I lay down, every morning that I open my eyes, I'm celebrating his birth and I'm celebrating his death. And I thank God for what Jesus Christ have done. I thank God. Sister Connie, I really thank God. Because if Jesus Christ have not got up, then I'm preaching this gospel for nothing. If Jesus Christ had not been born, I'm wasting my time. And when I do something, I do not do nothing just to waste my time. I'm not in this for no glory. I'm not in it for you to pat me on the back. I'm not in it to get no accolades or no rewards. I'm in this so that I may have eternal life when I lay down this earthly life and have my spiritual life so that I can be with Jesus Christ. This is why I'm in it. This is the reason why I'm preaching this gospel. This is the reason why I'm on this station this morning trying to help somebody to understand you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You need to change your ways. This is why I'm in this. I'm not in it for no money. I'm in it because I love Jesus Christ. I'm in it for what he had done for me and what he had done for you and what he done for all of us. The love that Jesus Christ has shown, can't nobody else match that love in this world. Can't nobody match the love that the Father has for us. Can't nobody match it. Why not? If a person loved me just that much, if he loved me just enough, if he loved me enough so that he will lay down his life for me, why can't I return the favor? If he loved me just enough to go through the punishment, if he loved me just enough to take what I deserve, and then mumble, didn't say a word. He took what we supposed to have done. That's why I love Jesus Christ. That's why I'm so passionate about what I'm doing for the Lord. That's why I'm so passionate to you to get someone to understand his birth and death means so much to us. It means so much. It means that we can have eternal life, live forever in the glory and the presence of the Lord. And verse 44 says that when he said unto them, these are the words which I have spoken to you while I yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which was written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the psalm concerning me. And verse 45 says, then open he their understanding that they might understand the scripture, and said unto them, thus it is written, thus it behooves Christ to suffer and to raise from the dead the third day, and the repentance and the remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witness of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father unto you. But tarry you in the city of Jerusalem until you are endowed with the power from on high. My God. These things are already written. These things was already prophesied concerning Jesus Christ. So everything that Jesus done, it had to be fulfilled the word of God. And to get further proof, if you still don't believe it, go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we're going to look at verse 4 through 6. And it says, and that he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scripture. And that he was seen of Cephas, and then of the 12. And after that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at one time, of whom the greater part remained until this present, but some had fallen asleep. Not only was he a seen of the 12, but yet he shown himself to other brethren, 500 brethren at one time. At one time. More proof that Jesus is still alive. If you have not given your life to Christ today, offer this. You need to. If you have not changed your ways, you have a reason right now to change. If you are a backslider, Jesus said he married to the backslider. You need to come back unto the fold. You need to come back and start serving Jesus Christ. Whatever you're doing cannot be that important where you cannot serve Jesus Christ for what he have done just for you and just for us. Here's a man that had no sin, did nothing wrong. They even took him to court to put him on trial, had false witnesses against him. But yet, they couldn't find nothing wrong. Nothing. But yet and still, he allowed himself to be taken and nailed on the cross. An innocent man on your behalf, my behalf, an innocent man that died. Couldn't find nothing wrong with him, Sister Connie. Couldn't find nothing. Even the witness was confused in their story. Couldn't find nothing wrong. But yet and still, the Bible said he didn't open his mouth. He didn't complain. Say, "Hey, I'm not guilty. Y'all got to let me go." He said, "Because I love him. I love him. My father loved him. I come to fulfill the will of my father." In Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 5, it says, "To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proof, being seen of them for 40 days. Come on now. After Jesus rose from the grave, he still was around for 40 days before he ascended up in heaven, walking among the living, talking and teaching. For 40 days. And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, command them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said he, you have heard of me." Wow. For 40 days, still teaching about the kingdom of God, assembling himself together with his disciples and followers, doing the work and the will of God. What a wonderful man. I thank God every day. I thank God every day. I thank God every day for his son, Jesus Christ. And you wonder why I serve a God that's so wonderful? I serve a God that's so gracious. I serve a God that's so loving. I serve a God that's who is so kind, who tolerate my mess, put up with my mess, put up with the stuff that I did, but yet he never turned it back against me. Yet he still loved me. In spite of what we do, in spite of what we say, Sister Connie, he still loves us. No matter how many times we have turned our back against him, he's still there with his arm open, walking us back into the family. Somebody need to serve Jesus Christ. Somebody need to change your life now. Come to church. Go to a good church. Find a church. And if you're a sinner, walk up to the altar and tell the pastor that you're ready to live for Jesus Christ. Tell him you're ready. That Jesus had died for our sins. Our sins are already forgiven. But we must go and confess our sins and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That Jesus Christ rose on the third day. That Jesus Christ took all our sins on the cross and set us free, made us free through his precious blood that he shed on Calvary on that wonderful day, that glorious day that we are made free. We are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why I love Jesus. And tomorrow, I know some of y'all go to church just on Easter, but I'm begging you, go to church every Sunday. Go to Bible study every Tuesday, Wednesday night. Go to Sunday school every Sunday morning. Begin to change. Begin to serve the Lord and see how things begin to change. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker. We are at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Our services start at 11 a.m. for Sunday school, and our morning service starts at 12. And give us a call at 561-718-2361. Come join us tomorrow morning so that we can praise and lift up the name of Jesus and have a good time in the Lord. And I know God will change. I know if you want your situation to change, you need Jesus Christ in your life. If you want to be healed, you need Jesus Christ in your life because he had already died. He had already been beaten for your healing. Every strike laid against his body is for your healing. All we have to do now is receive our healing. Come visit us. I'll find a good church to go to and just give your life to Christ. Have a good time in the Lord. Come on now, we're getting ready to go. Let's get ready to say our motto. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in. Have a good time in the Lord each and every, not only Sunday, but each and every day. Have a good time in the Lord. Praise his holy name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the True Word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the True Word of God.